Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Been here very long, but have you noticed that Al has been acting a little more anxious lately?
Well, I don't really know him that well, but he does seem different, maybe tense, maybe his voice is a little more twitchy than usual.
Yeah, it's just, it's been like 2 days of him just every once in a while, the lights go a little crazy, and he's like, warning, warning, and you're like, oh, what's happening?
Hey, guys, just so you know, it might seem like a lot of stuff's going a bit haywire, and like right now that all the doors are just opening and closing randomly, yeah. But everything is fine, and I'm super great, and there's no reason for anyone to ever worry. Bye!
I was hoping it was just security checks.
Yeah, so was I, but I'm not sure that, a programmer would put in a nervous laugh like that, unless the computer system had some free will, and that makes me a little nervous.
Hey guys, it's me again, Al. I was just wondering, because, now that there's so many of you here and we're all so busy, maybe you could find some time to turn some more of my memory processors on so I could, keep doing things better for you, please?
Oh, that seems reasonable.
Okay, Suit. Come on, boot up, boot up, come on, boot up.
Hello there, Bob.
Okay, Suit. I'm just gonna set your helmet here where you can see the rest of your body. I hope that's not too disconcerting.
This is morbid at best.
Look, just, I need to find the shaping charges that are in your boots.
Okay.
Right, so
look.
If you could just help me, they're heavy. I just need to figure out how to get them out of your boot. I need them to open a door.
It would be so much easier if I could feel my boots. Unfortunately, I've been disconnected from my body.
I can connect you back. I'm just afraid that the power drain would be so much that it would kill you, Suit.
Fair point. If you want those pieces, you have to remove the sole of the boot. They are hidden within the sole. Much like the darkness that resides in yours.
I was waiting for the joke. Okay, fine. I'm going to work on the souls. Is there any way that I could connect you somehow to be able to fire this blaster from the helmet?
Well, I'm sure there is a way. But I am in conserving power mode. So in order to do that, you would have to read the manual that is in my chest plate.
Right.
But hey, watch it. Don't get too handsy, sailor.
Okay, I'm going to work on that.
Beatrix, Okay, cover your mouth so that Al can't see us speaking, and mumble so that he can't hear us speaking.
Oh, okay, subterfuge. All right, let's do it. Okay, that's just me talking out of the corner of my mouth.
I've been doing some reading of the manual in the control room.
Very nice.
And it says that if we activate Al's memory chips to a greater degree, he will have much more power over the base and reactions of the base in general.
But isn't that a good thing that since Al is the one in charge down here, I don't see that there's a problem.
It's a good thing if Al is to be trusted.
Well, aren't we technically entering his domain? I mean, really, we're like ants in a person's home. They have to retrosquish us if they so choose.
I don't really see it that way. Al is more here to serve us, isn't he?
Wow, check out the privilege on you. Jesus, I mean,
Barty.
Seriously.
Barty, can you hear me?
Who's that?
Bob? Sorry. Bob, is that you?
Who's Bob?
I'm getting a signal. I couldn't believe it was you, Marty. I saw you die.
I did die. I reiterated.
What? Well, where are you?
What?
Look, I found a base. I found a door. I'm gonna get in, and you need to come to my position. My thing is dying. Marty, can you hear me?
The base will not be happy to see you, Bob. Bob!
This message can no longer be sent.
Suit, I need to reconnect. You have to reconnect me.
I'm sorry, Bob, but my energy levels are a mere 2%.
Maybe if you hadn't told so many jokes.
Don't blame this on my humor chip, Bob.
Okay, fine. Look, the door is right there. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna take the charges.
Hey, you big bozo!
Hi, I'm just listening. You know what? I've been thinking a lot. What was your name?
My name's Al.
Right, Al. Like, I've been thinking about what you said, Al, and I think, you know what? You're 100% right. This is a bad idea. I'm just gonna cover this place back up, this door, this hatch.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Really, I'm just gonna. A huge load. I'm exhausted.
Put this rock,
you know,
here and stick this here and stick that there and put some dirt in.
Huh?
nothing to worry about. Just, you know, covering up the. You know, okay.
Hey, my camera can't see.
Oh, sorry. I covered it up. You know, I'll come back in a second and do that. I just need to come over here to Suit and press this button.
Wait, Al?
Yeah?
Al, why are all the lights blinking and all the doors shutting and opening?
Because everything is fine, actually. Yeah, everything's totally fine.
I don't know, usually your lights are like blue and yellow, and right now they're red and it's a little scary.
Hey, you know, like sometimes things are just so fine, you gotta do things differently, okay? Okay? And sometimes you guys are really just like, you're taking up a lot of my time, and I got other things to do, okay? Okay?
I'm sorry.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry too.
I'm sorry, Al. I didn't realize we were doing that. I mean, I've only been awake for 2 days and I feel like I'm already screwing up.
Bob! I can't reach him. I can't reach Bob.
That, I don't know. Why is, who is he?
Oh, right. Bob is a teammate. He works with us.
Wait! Bob! I remember Bob!
You remember Bob?
Yeah! Something about, souffles. It's really fuzzy, but I, my head. Oh, that doesn't feel good. Oh.
What's the matter?
No, something feels weird. Like, oh, God, it's like a fog just set. Sorry, what were we talking about? Who was contacting you?
We were talking about Bob.
Who's Bob?
Okay, Al, can you hear me?
Yeah.
This may sting a little.
What? Oh, boy.
It's open. Suit, it's open. Here.
Brian, defenses, engage. I'm so sorry about this.
What do you mean?
Bob, you should run.
I'm running in.
Seven.
Suit,
six,
I'm leaving you here.
Deploying.
I'm getting in.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, Suit. Sorry, I'm just trying to read this manual. I think it's going to be important someday.
Your stress levels are very high.
Yes, they are. I know.
Can I suggest that in order to lower your stress levels, you give your ears the gift of listening to the podcast Marsfall?
Yeah. Well, I love Marsfall, but this isn't the time, Suit. Like, it's really important.
Oh, it's always the time for Marsfall, especially for that hunky-voiced AI, Andy. My, does he get my gears turning if I had gears? Ha, 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 ha.
I know you really like Andy. That's great. I mean, I like Andy too, right?
You don't like him like I like him.
No, I know.
Nobody likes him like I like him.
Right. I think of him more as like a son, and I want to save him so that you could date him.
What? Date? Ooh, me? What? Who? No.
What's happening? Why are all your systems overloading? What's going on?
I am. It's just friends.
You can listen to Marsfall, too. It's one of our favorite shows. It's sci-fi, exploration, and drama, and it is so well produced. Everything about it is amazing. You can find Marsfall anywhere you find podcasts, or go to marsfallpodcast.com to learn more. And trust me, Andy is your boy too.
What did I just say?
Bob, we were just speaking about him. He's our teammate.
Oh! Oh, what was that?
Nothing. Doesn't that tickle?
Al, are you okay?
I'm so good now.
Oh, well, the lights are back.
Yeah, I thought a nice blue, mellow mood light would be good.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just gonna turn my communication systems off for like an hour and just forget about everything.
Okay. Oh, I smell. Did you put some mint in the air ducts? That's a nice touch.
Yeah.
It is calming.
Okay, well, enjoy your hour.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so we have some work to do. Bob contacted me.
Who?
Bob, our teammate.
I'm sorry, yes, Bob, our teammate. Yes, our teammate.
You really don't remember.
We got a teammate. We're teammates. I know. Why don't you tell me what you know and I'll tell you, yeah.
Bob is one of the people when we woke up, he was with us.
Okay.
And we shared laughter and failure and...
I'm sure. I'm sure you two did. I'm sure you have a wonderful bond. I hope one day that I can bond with someone.
Bob is someone that we're expecting to join our new team.
Oh, wonderful! I would love someone else to hang out with.
But the problem is that he's not here yet.
Okay.
So he contacted me.
Yes.
So it seems like he might be coming.
Okay.
So we need to figure out how to invite him here for the first time.
Oh, with a card?
Where am I?
Hello there.
Who's that?
Hi, I'm Al.
Hi, Al. Why am I in a pod? I'm in a pod. I'm in a pod. Why isn't the pod opening?
I've just decided to keep you in here for a little bit longer.
Oh.
Just until everything cools down, okay?
Okay.
Don't worry, I'm a very gracious host. Is there anything I can get for you?
I'm a little hungry.
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. I'll just wait.
Now, who told you we were here? And what are you doing trying to get in?
Why is it getting hotter in here?
Because I'm interrogating you. I'm interrogating you because you're a suspect.
What did I do?
What did you do? What did you do? You violated my prime objective. The only thing one person can't do. Come on.
I don't remember. I remember getting the briefing, and then we were tranquilized, and we were supposed to be waking up on a ship.
I'm so sorry. All trespassers must be detained until a higher-ranking official has cleared them.
Okay, but maybe you could stop heating up the pod.
I can't do that, because I don't want to.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying he's a really important ingredient.
Ingredient?
If our mission were a souffle... Bob would be a perfectly ordinary egg, not spiked with the code poison.
Egg. Souffle. Oh, something hurts. Barty, something hurts. I'm sorry, Bartholomew.
I prefer Bartholomew.
You prefer Bartholomew. Oh, God, ow. Something hurts. Oh. I'm sorry. Bartholomew, what were you saying?
Beatrix?
Yes.
We were talking about Bob.
Oh, right, a card. One time I got a card and it said, "Happy birthday." And I was like, well, that's very flattering.
Hey, Beatrix?
Mm-hmm?
You know what would be a nice natural card?
What?
Would be if someone made one out of leaves.
Leaves?
Okay, go fish. I don't understand why we're playing this card game, Al.
I don't know a lot of things, okay? So until a higher-ranking officer comes to clear you, we're gonna keep doing this.
Okay. Yeah, well, thank you for, you know, stopping at whatever temperature this is. Okay.
It's the highest temperature that a humanoid organism can be at before their blood begins to boil under their skin.
Great. Do you have any threes?
Yeah, I've got tons of threes in my operating system.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnson, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
So okay. One more scene can, back.
Okay.
We can, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because
mm-hmm. Yeah, I presumably show up in the pod room.
Well, I'm in the pod room, but I can't get out of my pod.
Right.
We don't
or
even
I might
know
be in a different pod.
I think you're in a different pod room where you're
yeah.
like,
ooh. Yeah.
That's
the
why.
Interrogation.
And I don't think we know he's here.
You're at prison. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm not going to
But
you
could play into it if you want it. Like,
yeah.
What's going on?
Because, I mean, presumably Al is ultimately going to turn back on.
Well, he's off right now.
Yeah.
But he's not off.
But maybe he's not off. So
he's interrogating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all on the same page. Back to you two.
Okay.
A Fable and Folly production.